Blog Talk Radio.
Come to Richmond on the 27th of September
for our Veterans Hand Dance Association, hey, North Carolina picnic style. So I welcome everybody this evening. We're going to play a little bit of music, and as usual, we're going to get our guests on the line and keep it moving. Hey, want to send a shout out to my boy Ebba Power out there. What's up, brother? Hadn't heard from you in 40 years. We had an opportunity to kick it yesterday, my brother. Much love, dude. Hope you're listening to it. If you want to give us a call, 646-478-4995. Yes, Mr. Geis.
Yes, sir.
Hey, brother, I was going to bring you in after this set, but I said, nah, he don't want to miss this groove here. So we're going to let this music play, and we'll be hooking up in a second.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Danny Clark Network Radio. How you doing today, Mr. Geis?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm enjoying life. Life is...
Man, I thought I would give everybody just a little taste of what's going to be happening on the 27th of September here in Richmond at the Veterans Hand Dance Association Picnic Jam.
Well, Daniel, what I found is that everything we've been doing is wonderful, positive, and in the direction of helping others, and that's why I stick around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, hold tight, my brother. I'm going to see if we can pull our other guests up. Because I got a surprise for him. Okay, look like we're going to have to grab him a little later. Okay, we will see what happens.
Hello?
Oh, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Danny Cloud Network Radio, brother. I thought that we was had missed you today.
Yeah, I'm just pulling up in his driveway. My brother-in-law, he's taking his truck back, and I got a contract I got to read. So he reads contracts, so I'm over here dealing with that.
Oh,
but
okay.
How are you today?
Oh, just fine, just fine. You're on the air live with Mr. Wilbur Geis.
Mr. Geis, how are you?
Mr. Jones, it's always a pleasure to be in your company.
Hey man,
well,
you know what I keep thinking? You know what I keep thinking about? Boo 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 boo.
Yep, that's my signature bass line. I'll be forever grateful to my audience for liking that particular bass line.
That is your bass line, brother, you know.
But
I was thinking about that. I said, yeah, that's my brother. You know, that's that baseline that you put there before that fire comes in.
Yeah.
So
that's
just
the stage for us. Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You know. Yeah, man, we got a lot of exciting things that's happening. And I believe that you ordered a black and white polka dot bow tie. Hello?
Yes, sir, I did. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Hey, look, she showed me the material for it the other day.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, look, she rolling. Hey, guys, check this out. Check this out. She's designing bow ties with the matching vests. And she showed me a whole different fabric arrangements that she's going to be doing this thing in. It should be hitting the website real soon. So for our black tie affair, I've changed the name to Bow Tie Affair. Because I'm going to encourage everyone to wear one of these designs, bow tie and matching vests.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Yes, sir.
So did you get a chance to see any of the advertisement that's out there on Facebook and email to everybody?
Yeah.
Are you there, Will?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you on Scatter?
Did you get a chance to see it?
That's a couple of hard drives.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, I was talking with Mr. Geis. I think maybe you have a... Huh?
I've got a chance to see everything that you're offering.
Yeah, okay. So, gentlemen, today we're going to talk about some of the various different things that we have coming up on the show. Right now, I mean, you can go to our website, DanielClarkNetworkRadio.net. You have that opportunity to see our T-shirts that's there available to be sold. They are in several different colors, several different styles. And, Mr. Jones, we want to thank you once again for allowing us to duplicate you. And we want to spread this concept all over the United States. We're saving our children. Why incarcerate, educate? And I had another artist to give me a call that said, okay, look, you know, I want to be a part of this, so they're going to send me some photos, and we're going to start some T-shirts with their signature on it. So things is moving. Yeah. So, Mr. Geis, what did you think about the flyers? What did you think about the concept? And how do you feel like we can mobilize individuals there in the Washington, D.C. area to support this effort?
Well, you know, I realize people are mostly followers. And I love the fact that we are getting this type of support that we're getting. It says that there are people who have succeeded in life, and that are succeeding in life, that are willing to put forth their name and their reputation for this cause. I mean, this is very exciting that people are willing to put forth their reputation and their efforts for this cause.
Yeah.
You okay?
Right. Okay.
My perspective, this is the winner.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm simply saying, from my perspective, this is the winner.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're going to go to a little bit of music here, and when we come back, we're going to discuss things further. Danny Clark Network Radio.
Bye.
little taste of what you're going to experience September the 27th at our Veterans Hand Dance Association North Carolina style picnic. Mr. Geist, you ready for that?
I am totally ready. I'm excited, looking forward to it, and ready for any type of
participation. Right, right. Mr. Jones, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm getting a little background. I'm trying to figure out where it's coming from. There's something going on in the background there. There you go. Yeah, now we got it. So, Mr. Jones, I had a call from an email from one of our radio celebrities. They're ready to have their picture on our T-shirts. I'm going to disclose that to you once we've gotten all the details in, but I think this idea is wonderful and it's beginning to move off.
That's a great idea, man. I mean, the more the merrier.
Oh, yeah, man. We need...
Yeah, the
go
more
ahead.
We can get more, the more people we can get involved, and I think especially once they understand that we're trying to do this for the next generation of children.
Right. Right, because I tell you, it is a war zone out there in our communities. And once again, I say over the 4th of July holiday, 84 shot in Chicago in a weekend. 84 with 20 dead. So that's really a bad deal. And that was just in Chicago. But if we take all of these cities and states and total up, and each time one's dead, two is incarcerated, we got to do something. Yeah. Mr. Geist, we've been working on several projects. How you feel that we're coming along with that, and what is your suggestions?
Well, you know, part of the reason why people can, without any remorse whatsoever, shoot another person and kill them is because they have no hope in life. They feel that this thing that I'm doing, when I'm killing this other person, as you said, not only kills them, but it kills me.
Right.
And so when you're looking at a situation where there's so much hopelessness, looking at a situation where an individual will do anything, it is the person who is without a situation whereby they have hope for a better life, that is most prepared to take another life because it means nothing to them to take another life because their life means nothing. I grew up in Texas where the idea of I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to kill you, was a part of the experience that was existent no matter who you were, because there was no hope during the period of time during the Martin Luther King era and the nonviolent era. There was not a nonviolent era going on where I was living. There was an era of we going to bust you in the head or you going to bust us in the head. And that's the way it's going to work. And so what I'm saying is that when we're dealing in a situation where people are prepared to do whatever it takes in their mind to attack their brother or their sister in relationship or in reality in the sense of in nationality, is because of the lack of hope. And what we're talking about here is giving them a sense of hope. Giving them a sense of hope that if you come with us, and if you learn the skills and trades and things of this nature that we're providing, that we will provide to you, that your life is not worth nothing. Your life to you is worth something, so that you can position yourself in a position where you can be a yes you can person. Yes you can be more than what you are. Not just a theory of what that you can be more than what you are, is that you and I and those individuals of us, including Mr. Marshall Jones, has proven that yes you can. Yes you can have a passion for what it is that you have a passion for. And whatever area of success you are moving in, and that you can be to yourself and to the benefit of your family, somebody that can be a success and that can move in success and experience success on a level that is worth you saving your life and the lives of other people.
Right, right. You very well said. And Mr. Jones, what's your assessment of that?
Okay, I'm involved in this because I'm around a lot of young kids, and I see the trauma that they're going through. And I talk to them from time to time, and I have to agree. These kids are saying, well, Mr. Jones, I'm already dead. I don't expect to see 30 years. And I'm thinking, wow, what's the situation? And when I look at the situation, I understand it. If you put two dogs in a cage and enough food in there for one, what do you think's going to happen? Well, this is the situation that's happening today. And we got to intercede and do something about it as adults. If we are planning or going to have any kind of a future for our children in the future, otherwise we're going to be like the Indians living in Corey and getting into shacks on a reservation somewhere, as what they're doing in Africa. In Africa is the richest piece of real estate on the planet. All the
right.
All the resources are there. And the powers that be are sucking it up with a flavor straw and leaving the Africans nothing. We got to change that, because Africa is basically a Christian country. That's why
right.
I got a kind of an attitude about Christianity. If Jesus is so, then he must be a racist, because I don't see what he's doing for my people. I mean, the other day a girl asked me for some money. I let her have some money, and she turned around to me, thank you, Jesus. I looked at her like, well, what you mean? My name is Marshall. I'm the one that gave you the money.
Right.
I hate to say it, but I would like to see the churches get involved.
Yeah.
You running over there every Sunday, you're on your knees praying for what? I don't see it. I just don't see it.
Right.
Christianity
right.
might have been fine with us during the days of slavery. It got us through because we had hope. But today it ain't doing us no good. We don't have no hope while we do it. And that's our biggest institution is the church.
Yeah.
They could be turned into a school. Go ahead.
I had the opportunity of seeing the young lady. What is it, Jigaboo?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir. I would like to say anybody coming up on my program, she made it very clear. I mean, she put the rubber to the road. She said, the church ain't what it used to be. All of y'all jigaboos. Ain't nothing in church but hypocrites.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yep. Now, I have to kind of stand in the middle of the road because of what it is that I'm trying to do, and I'm going to need I'm going to need the churches, I'm going to need every institution in order to do what it is that we're trying to do, with an understanding that all churches is not the same. I've met a couple of that is, really on the grindstone and training kids and redirecting them from drugs and, holding them real close and making sure that they are guided into success. But we do have a lot of institutions out here that's like that, and they're only concerned about how much money they can line up in their purse. For those, I definitely agree with you. But I don't want to put all of them in a box because I know that I'm going to need these churches in order to get this message out in the community, because we're going to start a board of pastors not too long from now so that we can introduce them to this concept. And we're going to need some organizations to kind of assess these individuals before they actually get to the training. Veteran helping veterans, Mr. Henry Mack, and I'm going to pull him on very soon. We're going to get him on the line. He's out with the at the Redskins training camp now, pushing some of the concepts, veteran helping veterans and, the training and things of that nature. But, we definitely have to look at the way that we're doing business when it not just become our kids, but as black men, we have to look at the way that we're doing business because we're giving everything away and not keeping anything for ourselves. The very small few that is being successful in the United States, I mean, they're grabbing over to that thing and they're holding on to it, for dear life. But we have a lot of our people that is out here that is suffering, have no hope, and nobody's giving them any hope. The organization that's supposed to be taking care of them have abandoned them, and they're just out there looking at everything that they can to grab some type of identity. And I'm hoping that with this program we can get some individuals involved in thinking that they can create their own atmosphere, make their own money.
I would like for you to bring on the program in the future a gentleman not by the name of Claude Johnson. You can Google him. And listen, he's a brother that is closest to the solution that I've heard in a long time.
Todd Johnson.
And his whole thing is economics. He talks about how every time we get money, we go spend it. He talks about the billions of dollars that we collectively make in the United States, and what we could do if we would organize. See, we got to get rid of that Willie Lynch syndrome in our heads and start organizing, like the Jews do, the Christians do, the Muslims do, And so that money will come into that community, in our community, and stay there 3 or 4 times, 5 or 6 times before it goes out.
Hey, look,
but
if
the money
ever,
doesn't stay in our community.
If we ever get it in the community, you know what we need to do? We need to lock it down.
we need
to lock it down so it never comes out.
Well, this man is an economist, and he's a black man, and I would highly recommend anybody Google him. And,
yeah, I just
trust me, he's the closest thing to our survival that I can see.
Right.
preaching ain't getting it.
Right. Yeah, I just wrote his name down. Matter of fact, Mr. Geis, if you want to comment on what Mr. Jones just said, and while you're doing that, I'm going to pull up Mr. Todd Johnson.
Well, you know, I mean, the only thing that I can say is I totally understand what Mr. Jones is saying and that he's 100% on point. And the unfortunate reality is that we need to get to a point to where what Mr. Jones is saying is not the reality. And we have to do that through helping the pastors of these churches, who is an intricate part of what we're doing, understand that they don't have to go the way in which they're going, that they can go a different way, which is in favor of the people, and that as a result of going in that direction, that they will receive benefit in the sense of that their congregations will grow, that it's the people will grow, and that is the direction that they need to move in. You know, in this life we live in this fast food society, and in this selfishness society, people need to understand what's in it for them. And not just what's in it for them, but what's in it for them right now. And so as long as the pastors are looking at a situation where they have a 501c3 status, that's putting them in a situation where they have to say whatever they have to say, and this is going to get them certain tax benefits as an organization that enables them or puts them in a situation where they can and will and should say the things that they're saying, and this is their benefit, we're going to continue to get the content of information from them that we're getting. But when we can show them that, listen, you control a body of people, and the body of people that you control need to have this information that we're putting out, which is information that is going to benefit their people, and that it's more valuable than you giving them the 501c3 spiel, which is just say anything or just tell them how they're going to get rich next week. Because that's basically what the content is about largely in most church situations this week that we have. That's what they're going to do, is they're going to present information that says we can get rich next week. You can get rich next week, and so, you know, say these words or do these things and take on these behaviors because they're going to get you all these things that you want, which is not true. We have to get them to understand that these people need to become. These people need to become something more than what they are. Not that they don't have the capability, because they have the capability, but these people need to become, and these people need to participate, and these people need to understand, meaning our people, where they came from, so that they can understand where they're going, and that's more concrete information than just, okay, you know, you say the sinner's prayer, or you join this group here, And all the blessings of life are going to be given to you. And so I'm 100% in agreement with what Mr. Jones is saying, that there's a change that needs to be made, and that's why the exposure on this program is so critical, is that people need to have an opportunity to be able to say, what did he say? That changes need to be made, and what did he say? That I don't need to believe, or I shouldn't just arbitrarily believe what these other people are saying, and that I have some choices in this matter. and they need to be given those choices so that they can have an opportunity to become and do what they need to become and do.
Now, we want to think, and I was just sitting here thinking while you was speaking about that, you know that the government spends $33,000, and Ms. Tammy, Dr. Tammy Hodu, was on the show, and she mentioned that $33,000 a year to house one inmate. And they're spending more money in the development of jails than they are of schools. So whenever you see a society that its major focus is on incarceration instead of education, and then if you look at the ratio of individuals that's being incarcerated, then we as black men should be mad as hell.
Well, this goes back to ancient writings, which is an area that I find a great deal of comfort in terms of I study and I enjoy. In the ancient writings of Egypt, what we were dealing with is a scenario where they understood that the children of Israel were growing in greater numbers in terms of population than the children that were from Egypt. And so the way to stymie that growth is to incarcerate, because those individuals who were from Israel, if they were incarcerated, they were clearly not in a position where they were having sex. And beating them down put them in a situation where they were clearly not in a position where they were having sex. Because to live in a democratic society as we do, and having a situation whereby based off of the numbers of people you have that are able to go to the polls, that number translates into a vote, we have the miracle, if you will, of Barack Obama being able to put together the numbers of so many black people, so many LGBT individuals, so many women, so many other sectors of the population, that he was able to be elected to president, to the presidency twice. Now, within the context of that, what we're saying is simply the fact that we have to understand that based off of this democratic society, that we're in a situation where these are factors that have to be taken into consideration. So what we're simply talking about is that the numbers of what it is that we are representative of, being black people or whatever category that we fall into, reflects the return by way of the investment of return in terms of what we're going to receive as a populace.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mr. Jones, I can't wait to get out there to Dayton, brother.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Come in anytime. Of course, you know I'll be moving to Texas in the next month.
Right.
I got a project down there I'm working on it. I hope, you know, that it will advance the cause.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think that we are on the right path. If we can keep this program going, the more people we can get on board, the more we can understand that, you know, our survival is based on us coming together.
It is.
You know.
It is.
And
look,
if we
guys,
don't come together, we have a very bleak-looking future.
You're absolutely right. I mean, Facebook, I'm just trying to understand the individuals. It seems that we are very easily patronized with anything that does not represent being serious about what we need to do as a race of people to, you know, make everybody successful. We've got so many failures, you know, people just falling off and falling off. Not saying that I've done any great, you know, things that I can, you know, throw out there and discredit anybody, but just saying that collectively, we are worth more than all of the countries in the world, with the exception of 7. That's a lot of money.
Our problem is, we don't know our history. The history that was taught to us in school, the little black Sambos and the Santa Claus and all that, that's the European culture.
Mm-hmm.
And all we know is what the Europeans have taught us.
Right.
And as a result, we try and emulate Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
I remember back in the 60s, I used to process my hair.
Man,
I mean, you know, it was the Africans that created the wigs. I understand that, but, you know, there's a time when you had to start using your brain for a knowledge and rather than a hat wrap or a hair wrap. You know,
I say,
we have a history. You know, when you go to school, you look in the books and they say Socrates and the Greeks did this and the Romans did that. And they can't say that without mentioning Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Egypt is the mother of Western civilization. And we can't expect the Europeans to teach us that.
No.
If they're going to make you a slave, you think they're going to teach you the truth about who you are? No,
hey.
They're not going to teach you the truth. They gave you three religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Y'all white folks' religions, ask me.
Mm-hmm.
And they all are fighting against each other, which keeps everybody confused.
Yeah.
And we got to start looking above that, what the Europeans are trying to teach us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't care about their own.
They
come out of the cold country fighting each other.
Yeah, guys.
And when
got
they
caught.
Seen us as the people of peace, they took advantage of it.
Right.
And they're still doing it. So we can't expect, I'm not mad at them. They taught me a lesson. And I'm dedicated to the ancestors. What I saw the ancestors went through, I'm determined not to go through that, and I want my children not to have to go through that.
How about that? Guys, we just had Mrs. Carr to join us. I believe this is Ms. Carr. Ms. Carr, are you on?
Yes, I am. How y'all doing today?
Hello.
Hello.
But I'm saying that we got to start hitting the books, turn them TVs off, and start putting the money back into our own pockets and start
mm-hmm.
reading. But, you know, the church could be a good, you know, in African culture, you had an initiation process that you went through to become an adult.
Right.
You know, and the whole community was responsible for your behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't mess up. Because somebody in the community is going to correct you. That's why we didn't have jails there.
Right.
You know, so we got to go back and look at who we are. Because all we know is about the slave trade.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we don't know that. We don't know that the first ship that came over here was called the Good Ship Jesus,
mm-hmm.
commissioned by Queen Elizabeth. See, we don't know that. That wasn't in our curriculum in school. So
right.
We got to go back and start looking at our model. They didn't relegate us to beasts and animals. That's how we act anymore. And we're the most civilized people on the planet, and we gave this planet the best civilization that we know go 25,920 years,
mm-hmm.
according to astronomers.
Right.
And that, you know, our skeleton remains goes back 3.8 million years. So we have plenty of time to cultivate what we got. And when the Europeans came out of Europe, they seen it and they took it. Now we got to look at that, and so we can realize who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I swear on my ancestors that, you know, either do that for me or give me three nails.
Right. Right. Okay, Ms. Carr.
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing today?
I'm fine. How are y'all doing?
Fine.
Wonderful.
Great.
Mr. Jones, you remember the polka dot bow tie?
Yeah. I'm waiting on it. Yeah.
Ms. Carr, tell him what you
got. I want to wear that.
Yeah. Tell him what you got.
Okay, I do have the polka dot. I have the black polka dot with the white background and the white background with the black polka dot. I have about 7 or 8 pieces of fabric, and you will see them this week on the website.
Okay.
I will make the polka dot ones first. I did have a yellow one, yellow stripe. One on the website is still there, but you won't be able to see it right now. You should be able to see it probably tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I'm moving right along with the bow ties to get them on the website and get it where they are accessible.
Right on.
Okay.
Right on. That way when I can get mine, I'm going to dress up and I'm going to send you a picture, sweetheart.
Okay.
Now, look, guys, I'm working on what I was calling the Black Tie Affair, but now I'm going to change the name to the Bow Tie Affair. So this is going to be another fundraiser, Veteran Hand Dance Association Bow Tie Affair, in which the dress is going to be bow tie with matching vests. And we're going to encourage all of our brothers to send a message and purchase a bow tie and a matching vest. And we're going out and step.
Yes.
And lime dance and jitterbug. You know anything about that, Marshall?
Yeah, I know something about it. I'm a musician. You know, I love to see people dance. I like to see people pat their feet and have fun.
What about you, Mr. Geis?
Well, you know, I'm just so excited about it. I mean, you know, and I'm encouraged and very excited about the fact that you kind of changed the concept from a bow tie affair from a black tie affair to a bow tie affair and vest. Because the whole idea behind this is not only to receive the participation from others, but for it to be a visual participation where others are saying that they are supportive and are supporting what it is that we're doing here.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one of the reasons that I decided to change. We need individuals to go to that website. We need them to purchase a bow tie. We need them to purchase the vests. We need them to purchase the CDs. We need them to purchase any other garments, the T-shirts. They're there. They're available. They're ready to be sold right now. People can go to DanielClarkNetworkRadio.net right now. And purchase one of those T-shirts, and that is the beginning of our Young Entrepreneur Program. And I haven't really released it to the kids as of yet. I want to get enough people participating in it. I want to get the concept, the mission statement, and everything down packed, and then we're going to start pushing this in the schools. Because my thing is this, if a kid can make $5 per T-shirt or $7 per T-shirt, if they're selling 3 or 4 or 5 of those a day, I mean, over a period of a week, they might end up with a couple of $100. And if they are doing, and as we continue to add more artists and more individuals, see, I really haven't gotten into the youth connection as of yet, but we're going to start pulling some really positive individuals out of that entertainment thing and putting them on T-shirts for the younger kids. But the concept behind it is just to get this thing moving and get everybody participating in it And if we've got 40, 50, 100 products in that website to be sold, and each time one of those products sell, those funds come back. Say, for instance, right now, the training board that you guys I sent out to everybody, if you look at that training board, it is a total of $250 to design along with the tools in order to train individuals. Right now, I have three. We need nine more. Need one for the training, then for that can train 20 individuals. But then we need the material, because the material is going to be on a revolving basis. So the material, fiber optic, haven't really gotten to the fiber optic part yet, because the equipment needed to terminate and test fiber optic cable is expensive. So that's going to be something that we're going to have to work our way up to, but no doubt we're going to get there, and we will have that. So I'm going to do the introduction to fiber optic, but we're going to get into the structured cabling. And when I finish with these guys, they will be able to leave this course, go home, get on their computer, become members of these platforms, and start pulling work.
And
so,
of course, as you know, I had the privilege of being able to look at some of these things earlier today in terms of the work that they will be able to pull. And I'm, of course, very excited and encouraged about that. And not only am I excited and encouraged about that, I'm looking to learn more, become a part of the class, and be involved in that. Not that that's an area that I need a specific skill set in, but by way of example and by way of opportunity to say, yeah, this does work.
Yeah, and I definitely look to have you to do that. And, Ms. Carr, you were talking about the area that you are in, and I believe that we're going to set up some programs to start training some of our young females in your particular area.
Yes. We talked about that earlier this week, and, yes, I just have not had an opportunity to get it out there yet.
So that's going to be each one teach one. That's going to be awesome, because, you know, we got a lot of our young ladies now that, you know, is beginning to enter into the same path as our young men. So not only are they attacking our brothers, they are beginning to attack our sisters as well. So our whole race is being contaminated. And if we don't do something, then we're just going to be a lost boat in a big sea. Hey, with that said, guys, I want to do something right quick. We're going to have a song, and I want to say that anyone that's interested in joining this conversation, you can join us at 646-478-4995. And I just want our audience to hear some of what they're going to get when they come to this Veterans Hand Dance Association North Carolina style picnic. Here we go. Marshall, what about this?
Yes, it does. The way you sleep and
Jones from the Ohio Players. Had to send some love out to you, brother, because that bass line there is really awesome. Say again?
How can I say that? What can I say to that? I didn't realize at the time I did that that it was going to almost come like a national anthem in funk music, you know?
Yeah,
but
man.
I'm so proud of those guys. It's just that I miss them being with me.
Yeah, yeah,
and as
yeah,
a result,
yeah.
I've actually lost all my desire to actually perform as a musician. Of course, I'm a lot older now, a lot wiser, so I'm dedicating myself to a worthy cause here.
Right.
So, yes, I can't wait to get that 160 acres going because, you know, we can do concert performances there, or not necessarily there. You know, once we organize, we can do concert performances a lot of places. That's a lot big way to raise money. And I know I have a lot of friends in this business that will listen to you or us or however, you know, we do it. Let's do the daggone thing.
Man, I am looking so forward. I am looking so forward, and I'm hoping by some hook or crook, and that's one of the reasons that I went forward with this first show, because I'm hoping I can get enough participation to do a second show. And at that second show, we're going to start stretching out, and we want to hit Dayton, Ohio. We want to hit North Carolina. We want to hit Washington, D.C. We want to hit Chicago. We want to hit all over the United States raising monies.
Right, right.
And putting these
It's a business, you know, and it's a word, it's a good reason.
Yes.
We have
yes.
a good, you know, what you have put together, sir, is oh, I can't think of a word that, you know, what I'm feeling right now about what you have actually talked me into coming on this program for. Because I'm not an orator. I don't talk well. I play well, but running my mouth ain't one of my things. But you got me on the radio. You know, they would put a mic in front of my face. And you got me on the radio, but I'll get better because I know what you're doing is going to blow up sooner or later.
Yes, yes. And look, Marshall, you know, I mean, and this is for my audience because, you know, everybody think that this is about Daniel Clark. It's not. It's truly. I'm 60 years of age, you know, and they say you grow up till you get 50, and then you grow down once you on the other side of 50. So I'm going the other way now. There's nothing that can happen to me that have not already happened. You know,
that's true.
All the discrimination, racial profiling, all everything that I've been confronted with in my life, they can't do anything else to me anymore. I'm on the downside. I'm going downhill. But what I can do is to take the experience that I have had in my struggles to change it for someone else. My little nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews, they need a better world to live in. They need more unity, and they need brothers that's going to love them as sisters, not recognize them as being bitches and hoes. And our brothers need to start protecting our families.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, again, we have to look at the African model. That, you know, in African culture, old people were respected. Why? Because they didn't look at death as something to be afraid of. You know, that was a Christian thing. You're born in sin. Says who? Not according to African culture.
Right.
You know, that was something to look forward to. Everybody gonna die. Ain't no getting around it. I don't care how much you pray. You know, and even the best minds or the best preachers, you know, they don't want to go to they want to go to heaven, but they don't want to die. And it's inevitable. That's a undisputed fact. Nobody gets away with that. So, you know, there's other ways to look at life, because death is something that's going to happen. So why? And I think that's the reason why old people are not respected, you know, because don't nobody want to die. You get old, you say, okay, I'm dying, and you're doing everything to stay healthy. I mean, Methuselah lived 900-something years, but he's behind that. I can understand trying to live the best, most productive life as you can, but it's to be, you're supposed to become higher spiritually. That's what you grow spiritually is what you're supposed to do, not religiously.
Right, right.
But anyway, I won't get into that.
Yeah. Look, guys, I'm going to do this little advertisement here for our show, the Daniel Clark Network Radio, the Entertainer's Playground. The National Coalition of Minority Business, we're saving our children. Why Incarcerate Educate presents the first Veteran Hand Dance Association picnic fundraiser and hand dance jam. On the Wheels of Steel, we got DJ Foxy Lady, and from six into eight with DJ Big City from 8 into 10:30, spinning that Southern Soul Lime Dance Jitterbugs step and hand dance music. This is being held at the ACCA Striners, 1712 Bellevue Avenue in Richmond, Virginia, September the 27th. That's going to be from 6 o'clock, and they put 6:30 here, but actually it's from 6 o'clock until 10:30. The donation is $22, all advance tickets. Proceeds will help fund our fiber optic structured cabling course for our veterans and ex-offenders. So we want to start pushing that and getting ready for this show. Also, we have on the line right now 6 different styles of T-shirts. You can get them in different colors. You've got the young brother behind the bars, Saving Our Children, Why Incarcerate, Educate. Then you can get a copy of our brother Marshall. That's in a half photo, or you can even get it in a full-length photo. And then you can also get it with The Kid on front and Marshall on the back. So that's available to be sold right now. You can go to the website, DanielClarkNetworkRadio.net, and purchase that. We have Mrs. Carr from Carr Creation on the line, and she have a – Ms. Carr, you can just let the audience know what you got there.
We have bow ties that are created for the Daniel Clark Network show. They are striped, polka dot, different colors. We have the African material. We have basic black. Any color that you want. If we do not have it, we will create it for you. They are on the website right now. So all you have to do is go online and order.
Okay, cool. With that being said, the tickets for the September the 27th will be available the first of the month. And I will be loading everybody up with flyers. And we need 350 people to be successful at this effort. And immediately after we've gotten half, we're going to start working on the bow tie, the first the Veteran Hand Dance Association bow tie affair. And we want to see if we can sell that out. Then we want to start looking at pulling some acts in. And hopefully we can start training our first 30 individuals by the end of August. That is the estimate time. I want to identify our first 20 individuals. And we'll probably start with 10 students at a time and start getting those individuals where they need to be in this training facility. And, Mr. Jones, we want to see how we can connect with some individuals there in Dayton, Ohio. And we'll work on that later, but I'm going to get one of my colleagues to find me a technician there in Dayton that I can have this conversation with, and he can maybe start working with us there in Dayton and doing the same thing that we're doing here in Richmond. Hello? What happened? Is anybody there?
Yes.
Okay, I just had Mrs. Carr, I believe, to drop out. I don't know whether that was her phone or not. Mr. Jones, you still there? Okay. Well, I know that we got storms coming through. I've had a weather alert. So at any rate, we want to see if we can pull Mr. Mack here, see if we can pull him on the line. I believe he's out with the Redskins right now doing some things, and just want to give a shout out. See if we can get him on the line. Okay, we don't seem to be getting an answer for him, so maybe he'll call back in. So, Mr. Geis?
Yes, sir.
Oh, let's see. So what are you feeling about our effort? I want to kind of get you set up there in the D.C. area and connect you with a few people. I think that we will probably have some individuals interested in coming to Richmond for this affair.
Well, you know, one of the comments I'd like to make is that, as you know, and anyone who's been following us knows, that we have taken an idea from concept to reality. It is a reality that the things are offered on the website are offered. It is a reality that everything in terms of the training is assembled and ready to move forward. It is a reality that this is a success. And this is an example not only of what is possible, but what is.
And I'm sorry, Mr. Geis, go ahead.
And so what we're looking at here is that the example has been set for others who will be participating in the training classes and otherwise, that yes, you can. Yes, we can. And we can show you how. And that's important for people to note and to know is that as a result of following what we're doing, that they can and will succeed at the efforts that we have set up here.
No doubt. No doubt. Look, we're going to get Ms. Carr back on the line here. She dropped out. So we're going to get her back going here. Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. You're back in strive again. Okay, Mr. Geis, go ahead. Mr. Geis?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, you was talking about getting individuals involved in this program and how the success level. You know, it's nothing, not taking anything away from anybody, but it's nothing like being in control of your own life. And we've serviced this, how do you say it? We have been servants for everybody else except ourselves. We have invested so much of our labor into making other individuals rich. Now it's time for us to make each other rich. Now it's time for us to take some of those dollars that we've been giving to everybody else and start putting those dollars back into our own community and making individuals that we love and care for, putting them on a solid ground. You know, so this program is designed to get individuals first employed, to train youth, put them on a direction where they don't have to sell crack cocaine and drugs and guns and killing each other. And I know we can't do it all, but we can do a hell of a lot.
That's right.
And as Marshall mentioned, when we start doing these concerts and going from city to city with this concept, we can start getting into the neighborhoods. We can set up headquarters and these major places and start having someone that all they do is get into the community and work with the individuals and changing their ideas and concepts and making sure that they are getting those individuals that is mostly in jeopardy. And maybe we can't get some of those that's already out there and gone, but we got to put some in place for those that's coming up, for that next generation. So, Ms. Carr.
Yes.
I want to see if we can have some things going on there in your area. And I know that's probably not going to be a lot of people that want to participate in coming this way, but I scheduled this show at an early time so that people that may want to drive and come party with us to support the effort, that they will not be all night. So this is a 6 to 10:30 type deal. And, Will, I think you're about, what, 2 hours away?
About 2 hours away, I'm sure.
Okay, okay. So we have to start looking and focusing now on getting that 350 individuals that we need in order to make this a success, and then start focusing on the next affair. So it's going to take us a little time before we can actually get to the highway, unless some of our wealthy sisters and brothers hear this broadcast and want to jump in and give us some assistance. But other than that, we're going to take it the route that we best know how with what we got in order to make it happen.
I have some family, well, quite a few there in Richmond and Wausau, Virginia.
Really?
So I will be getting this out to them. I have family in D.C. and Maryland. So I will definitely be sending all of this information to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one thing we do know is that our average brothers and sisters is probably not going to participate, especially the ones that we are trying to bring these programs to, but that's okay. That's okay. We're going to, once we start training individuals, then, you know, they're going to have to be in a position to give something back. So we're going to do something for them, then they're going to do something for us.
Well, as I was looking at some of the information in terms of government contracts and hub zones, I realized that many of the people who we will be benefiting may not have the capability of even enjoying this radio program because they just don't have a computer or the resources available to them to be able to participate. And I was, I expressed a great degree of joy over the fact that we would have a positive impact on their lives to be able to put them in a position where they might come into the, be able to come into the 21st century and be able to listen to and appreciate some of the things that we're saying and some of the plans that we're involved in to bring some benefit to their lives so that they might be benefited and that, of course, we would be benefited to be able to bring those things to them.
That's so awesome. You're absolutely right. And I tell you, I can't wait, you know, to actually start sharing this knowledge with some of my sisters and brothers. You know, I can't wait to be in front of that class with the PowerPoints and with all the necessary things that's needed to share this with these sisters and brothers to be able to give them something that cannot be taken away. Cannot be taken away. Now, the playing field is never equal when it comes to us as entrepreneurs. But, you know, if we continue this concept, maybe we can get some of our financially stable brothers and sisters to start patronizing us as well. You know, there are some organizations, brothers that have organizations that may be interested in employing their own kind for a minute. So we're going to have to start tapping into those organizations as well. And Will, I believe you know who I'm talking about.
Well, sure, you know, and you know, what I'm looking at is that as long as we're in a position where we're able to get people from every walk of life to move forward and to participate, that we're going to be in a situation where we'll be able to accomplish the objectives that we need to accomplish and also benefit those who need to be benefited, as well as to move forward and encourage the organization to move forward, because we will have the resources that we need to help us move forward.
Okay, guys. That is awesome. Look, can we do this? Next week, Ms. Carr, can you bring 5 guests to the station?
I will certainly try. I will definitely be working on it.
Mr. Geis?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the idea. It's
Mr.
Just,
Jones? I think Marshall kind of working on some other things there in the background, so I'll bring that thought out to him later on. And then I will bring 5 individuals. So let's see if within the next show, let's maximize our capacity. Let's bring Ms. Carr.
Yes.
If you bring 5 people in and have your 5 people to bring 5 people in, you think that'll work?
I will put it out there.
What do you think, Mr. Geis?
Absolutely, and that's where it begins.
Okay. We need 50 people, and I may not be able to control. I may not be able to control 50 on this platform, but we definitely can have 50 people here having their conversation. And if we got 50, I can give everybody, you know, 5 minutes to express themselves as they come in and out. You know, they can just express themselves for 5 minutes or whatever the case may be. But we need to start focusing on getting people involved and having 5 people to join us each and every Sunday would be awesome. We need to get that campaign out there. And if you notice on the back of the card for the show, it gives you the information that individuals need to call in. So when you get these postcards, then you want to make sure that the individual is know that on the back it says to Daniel Clark and Marshall Jones, live broadcast Sundays 3 to 5 in the afternoon, call in. And we want to start loading this program up every Sunday.
I will do that. I'll put that out there on Facebook. I do have some friends that want to know what I'm doing because they do not have a clue. So I'm going to put it out there and come on to the radio station and find out what I'm doing.
Yeah, let's have everybody to join us, you know, and join in on the conversation and, give us their thoughts, their ideas, and their concepts. And also, we want to encourage them to assist us as we move forward in putting this thing together. And Will, as you said, the bullet is already in the chamber, and we're just ready to pull the trigger.
Absolutely. That's where we're at. I mean, as a business person, you have to be involved in the creating reality. And this is the reality that we are creating, that we have created. And so all we're doing is going through the process to get us from where we were to where we are today and where we are tomorrow. This is a success. We are a success. We are successful at what it is that you're doing. And so that's just the bottom line that people will come into the realization of.
Okay. Now, I reached out to several organizations today, Buffalo Soldiers being one here in the Richmond area. Also, several line dance organizations, and I'm waiting for some feedback from them. but I think the Buffalo Soldiers is kind of nationwide. And, Will, do you know the background behind the Buffalo Soldiers?
I have heard the term before, but I'm not specifically knowledgeable at this point.
Okay. Well, I believe that they was the horseback battalion, right?
Okay, I'm listening. I'm definitely listening.
Okay, I can tell you the Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Richmond, Virginia is one of over 100 chapters nationwide and overseas, and is a member of the National Association of Buffalo Soldiers Clubs. So these guys is all over the United States. I was looking for the history of them. I don't see them up here now. While promoting a positive image of African-American motorcyclists across the country, we seek to educate ourselves and others as to the many positive contributions made by these great African-American soldiers. So, thank you for visiting our website. Yeah, so I'm going to get more information and try to see if I can get these guys more involved in soldiers helping soldiers or veterans helping veterans. So we're going to look forward to getting their participation. And if we can get them to ride with us on this flight of raising monies and getting into the community and working with our kids and some of our ex-offenders and our veterans and helping these guys get homes and jobs and things of that nature. Yes, Mr. Haki in Louisiana is waiting for us with 160 acres of land there. So we do have some places to work with and some things to put in place. So once we get out on the road and start raising these funds, start putting them back into the community, that's going to be an awesome, awesome thing. Now, Mr. Jones, did I lose you? I believe that I did. So we're going to go to another selection here. Ms. Carr, are you still sewing?
No, I'm here.
I see. Are you still sewing? You still making them bow ties?
Yeah, of course I am. That's as my fingers can. Because I'm hoping that I'll be able to get someone else to help. I'm hoping that it'll be just that many bow ties sold.
I think that the concept, once we get it out there, I think that the concept behind it, you know, you buy a bow tie and some goes back into for training. I think once it's out there, matter of fact, I think that once we get the concept, individuals really haven't registered in their mind yet that, hey, look, if I go to this website, instead of going to Walmart or Sears or one of these other organizations, if I go to this website and purchase a bow tie, then funds from that bow tie is going to go into this training academy to train my sisters and brothers. And they may be your sister or your brother, your niece or your nephew that we're going to be training. So once that concept get out there and people start to understand that the whole concept behind this Daniel Clark Network Radio, the Entertainer's Playground, sponsored by the National Coalition of Minority Businesses, the whole concept is to provide training. It's to provide training and work with our young adults and getting them into a position where they no longer have to sell drugs or kill each other in order to make a living. And I believe that's what it's all about. Would you say that, Will?
Well, you know, I would definitely say that without question, but I think it's important for them to come to the realization that to sell drugs and things of this nature, the unfortunate reality for those people who do that is that they don't understand that there's no such thing as a secret drug transaction. That drug transactions are controlled by the law enforcement personnel who are the very people that after they have done enough drug transactions are going to be the very people who prosecute them. You know, we don't own enough planes. We don't control enough ships or shipments to be able to bring drugs into this country as a people to sell drugs. The drugs are brought in by the system. The drug transactions are managed and monitored by the system. And so once you've done enough drug transactions, then it is time for them to remove you from the system or to cause you to have some other form of participation in the system. And so to understand is that what we're offering them is a situation and an environment where they can get out of that rat race, that unbeneficial reality, into a situation where they can actually accomplish some positive things, as opposed to being in a situation where they are just caught in a situation where there's no win for them.
Right. Right. Yeah, so they bring it in, put it into our communities, contaminate our kids with it, and then lock them up for having it.
That's correct.
Let me say that again. They bring it in, put it in our communities, contaminate our kids with it. Now you got them killing each other. And then they lock them up for selling it.
That is correct.
I understand that a kid caught with a crack rock get damn near double the time than a kid caught with powder. And I believe cocaine is cocaine, right?
Yeah, that would be correct. I'm not familiar with the substances, but I'm familiar with the fact that the pain is real.
Mm. Yeah, well, what I'm saying, and from the standpoint of being a federal police officer, I mean, you know, some of the things that we were taught, but the system give double the time because of a crack rock, because it is done by predominantly black men or in the black community versus, you know, the white guys that normally use powder cocaine. So all the decks is stacked against and not for. And as we begin to realize that and start moving forward in this effort and trying to redirect our youth from violence and drugs and put this, them into a more positive direction, whether it be through the structured cabling, the electrical programs, the trades that we have, or entertainment, it doesn't really matter. We need to get as many other organizations up in here as we possibly can handle doing the same thing. So we're looking forward to networking with other organizations that would have other ideas and bring other things to the table. So right now you can consider us as having a chapter already in Goldsboro, Richmond, Washington, D.C., Dayton, Ohio.
Greensboro.
Did I say Goldsboro again?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, Greensboro.
Okay, we're now from there, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, so we can consider ourselves as having a chapter in each one of these locations now. And as we continue to move forward, then even Dayton, Ohio, as we continue to move forward, then we would get established and have headquarters in each one of these states. And the mission of that headquarters is to reach out to our community, provide training, and some guidance. We really need to change the mentality of our young sisters and brothers now.
It's a wake-up call. That's what we're talking about. Because what we think is the reality is not the reality.
And well, so everything is... Go ahead.
We just bring them to a point of reality. Here's the reality. You're not doing anything in secret. Everybody knows what you're doing. And the only person that you may be fooling, if you're fooling anyone at all, is your parents. And at the end of the day, they're going to find out when they're carting you off to jail or prison that you've engaged in activity that's going to end your life. And we understand most of them don't even believe they're going to live for very long. But that's why the social conditioning is necessary to the music industry, to get them to understand that you're going to live as long as you're going to live. Now, that could be 20, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, or it could be just a brief period of time. But why live in a position of danger? Why live in a position of hopelessness when you can live in a position of hope?
Right.
But you have to decide.
Yeah, it's definitely got to be a decision on that individual. And as we move forward with this program, we have to identify, you know, because every individual have a different kind of, hold on, guys. Well, you guys go ahead. Hello?
Ms. Carr, what do you think?
Yeah. No, I think you dropped out. Let me put you back in here.
I actually, right at that moment, was not listening.
Okay. Go ahead.
I said, that's okay. We had Mr. Jones drop out here, so we're going to get him back on the line. And, Will, you was talking about the...
position of hope versus hopelessness.
Yeah, give me 1 second, guys. Let me get him back in here. We're coming up on 11 minutes left in the program. So, Ms. Carr, I am excited that you are doing, I mean, you just taking this thing and moving forward, and that is awesome.
Well, I'm trying to. I find that the motivating factor for me, I've been out here trying to do this thing a long time by myself. Probably about 25 years to get my products out there. Now it's different. I'm motivated because it is for a cause. It is awesome to belong to a family that's going somewhere. You guys are my family in this thing. We are supporting each other. We are communicating with each other. You're deciding what we're going to do, it's just fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And
oh,
when
yeah.
We get these, yeah, when we get these concerts, Mr. Jones, when we get these concerts on the road, baby, I'm going to put on these gaiters, and I'm going to go on stepping, dude.
Yes, sir. I'm going to put on my Stacy. You know, Stacy Adams makes a shoe now called Bacon.
Oh, really?
A wing tip that they say because Dayton has so much influence on the music community that they done made a shoe called the Dayton shoe.
I'm going to have to go get my pair.
I picked me up a pair the other day.
Yeah, man. You know, we're going to get Miss Carr, you see, you don't know how to step,
yeah.
So we're gonna have to get you ready.
Oh, no, you didn't put me out there like that.
Huh?
I said, no, you didn't put me out there like that.
Well,
but, I'll be able to come to, I won't be able to come to your first one, but I'll be getting prepared to hopefully do a little bit of traveling, see where this is going firsthand with my eyes only, and just be a great part of this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and now we're going to video screen. We're going to have the radio station there live. And, Marsha, I'm hoping doing the live broadcast, if you're not able to attend, that we'd be able to call you while we are at the show and allow some of our audience to have that opportunity to talk with you. And we're going to have some other celebrities that's going to be calling in as well. We want to make this a great success. And if everything goes well, then we will start training our first 10 to 20 students. And that is a rollout. Now, this is something that we're donating, kind of like giving a grant to these individuals for monies that we've raised. Because, Will, as you said, a lot of these guys are not in a position to afford this training. So we're going to start out by donating this training to 10 students. And hopefully by that time someone would have taken the concept and the idea and want to add some assistance in helping us to do this.
It all begins somewhere.
Absolutely, and I can't wait on them to do it because, I mean, you know, you and I, we're working on projects every morning, and we may spend 20 hours putting this information together. There's no guarantee that we're going to get it. So if we wait for someone to do it when we can do it on our own, then if they want to pitch in as we move forward, and they're going to want the recognition, then it's cool. But if not, we're not sitting back waiting on them to change our life or to intervene with our sisters and brothers, you know.
Well, go ahead.
No. I was just getting ready to bring you in.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, like I said, I can't wait to see this thing get up and running off the ground. I'm going to be a major contributor when, like I said, I have plenty of friends who actually looking for work, you know. So I don't think getting artists together is going to be a big problem, you know, once we get up the facility. Because they're already doing certain cities. It's called I forget what they call that program, but it's a good program. Boosie Collins and a lot of them, The Time. Just about all the black artists come up in the funk R&B era.
Right.
You know, are doing concerts and they're doing real well and they're being promoted by black promoters.
Mm-hmm.
And in 10,000 seaters or more.
Right.
So once we get a facility, I'm sure I can bring artists in there.
Yeah.
And my other thing is, I think what I'm going to do on my website, or we set up a website where we can have we can call it the wake-up call. And we can start teaching our kids more about our culture. So when they get into the school system, they have a sense of pride, you know. Like Chinese, or they got China, they got a culture. You know, we don't know nothing about our culture. And it's probably the detriment to our survival because we don't know. All we know is what the Europeans taught us.
Right.
And that's got to stop. We got to instill pride in our own, man. I think I'm totally against the idea of putting our most prized possessions in the hands of somebody that was had us enslaved to shape the minds of our children.
Right.
And as long as they are shaping the minds of our children, where are they going to end up? Looks
yeah.
like to me, the jails are hell.
Mm-hmm.
We got to step in there and start training ourselves. The problem
right.
with us, we don't like our own culture. We don't like ourselves. We don't like Africa. What's
mm-hmm.
wrong with Africa? I've been there. It's the most beautiful place you ever want to go to. You ever want to see. It's so beautiful.
Right.
And the people
right.
are so humble. And they welcome you back. Welcome back to your country, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're going to have to take that trip.
We got to change our thinking. We got to start thinking more intelligently.
Right, right.
About everything. You realize that if we open our minds to truth, and if the truth don't necessarily agree with what you may believe now, you may have to change your mind about some things. If you want to survive in this next generation, in the
right.
next generation, the 21st century, I mean, I'm very, very seriously serious about this.
Right, guys, we're coming up on 3 minutes, so you have 49 seconds left.
Well, what I was saying, I would just like to start some website where these kids can, you know, tune in and they can get something about their culture.
We might
the
be history able to put
of
a link.
Our people. Because if we
right.
don't deal with our history, what are we going to have to look forward to in the future?
Right.
We got to know from whence we come to know where we're going. And, you know, slavery is just a part of our history.
Right.
You know, we got a more glorious history than we really know.
Right.
Okay.
I tell you, you know, we can put a link on the website that we already have and start working with that as we speak. So that's something we'll talk about off the air, but we definitely can do that. Will, you got 1 minute?
Well, you know, as I said earlier, what I'm looking at is the progress that we have made, the progress that we are making. to accomplish the objectives that we have set for ourselves. That is real and it's tangible, and I'm excited about that. And it's an example that over time others will have the opportunity to be excited about, because this is a done deal. We are doing something to save our children.
Ms. Carr?
I'm excited. I'm really excited to be getting the bow ties out there, getting the name out there, and being a part of a movement that I will live to see going worldwide.
Awesome.
And it will make a difference for our children.
Yep. With that said, you've been listening to the Daniel Clark Network Radio. On the line with me, Mrs. Carr from Carr's Creation, Mr. Wilbur Geist, the National Coalition of Minority Businesses, and also my main man out of Dayton, Ohio, Mr. Marshall Jones. Hey, this is some of what you're going to get when you join us on September the 27th. Hey, guys, y'all have a good one. Yes, you're right, y'all. We're going to take it to the old school. Yep, well. Yes, you're right. We're going to groove a little bit, y'all.